Blog Talk Radio.
Real nasty, real nasty, real nasty. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The anointing makes a difference in
our life.
In our life. Hallelujah.
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 That's all I can say is hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. The anointing. Do you know that the anointing, the Bible says it's the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you know anything about the anointing, hallelujah,
yes,
that it destroys the yoke of bondage.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
There's so many things that have us bound, that has us in bondage, whether it's something from your past, it may be something from right now, maybe something going on in your life right now.
Jesus.
But the anointing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for the anointing.
My God, my
thank
God.
For your blood
thank
that
you.
Covers us. Hallelujah.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to
yes,
Sunday
welcome
service.
To Sunday service.
I'm Pastor Tonika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes.
I'd like to welcome you all today. It's good to see everybody here in Sunday service today. I don't know if we're having some difficulties with the line. I do see some calls have dropped or whatever, so I'm not sure. If you have that problem, just call back in, because sometimes I believe the airways are overloaded with so many people, you know, being online and using these different outlets because of COVID-19. But we thank God that you are here in
hallelujah
service today. Welcome. We
welcome.
Say our grandmother Helen
welcome
is here. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, Pastor, go ahead and grab yours. Perhaps the line has dropped us with glory to God. We see our mother here as well. Kathy Hudson, welcome. God bless you. Evangelist, welcome and welcome everybody that's coming in. I don't know what's going on with the system, but if it hangs you up, just call back in. The devil is a liar. He will not win. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. Amen. Welcome, welcome. Our ministers on the rock, the evangelist, Kimberly Rufford and her family, Sister Cal Dillard, welcome. It's good to see everybody. Sister Connie Northern, Brother Lon on the line today, hallelujah. Sister Shanda Jackson and family, welcome. God bless you. Minister Marlisa Carter, Minister Lick Marlisa Carter, welcome, welcome, welcome. If I miss you all, don't charge to my head, not my heart. I know that we are having some issues with the system, but we're going to press on in and press through today in the name of Jesus Christ. And that I thank God for everyone that is on the call today here in Sunday service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome,
yes,
welcome all our guests. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service,
yes,
that's why we want to personally welcome you today. Amen. Church is full. Like I said, if your call drops, call back in. I believe there's some system issues. We're here. We're not going anywhere. God bless. It's so good to see everybody. Sister Dorita Jones is here. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited. I like how you said that, Pastor. I'm here, and we are not going anywhere. Hallelujah.
Nowhere. I don't care. You gotta stand just like that, knowing that God has you, that God is with you, and if God be for you, who can be against you? Understanding the Bible tells you, you got to use scripture. That's when you're operating in the prophetic. That's when you're praying in the prophetic.
Yes.
When you're using scripture, when you're worshiping in the prophetic, you're using scripture. When you're saying that if God be for me, who can be against me? According to the word, if you say we're greater than he that's in me, then he that's in the world, that's in the word. Now you're operating in the prophetic. Hallelujah.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus Christ. All is in the name of Jesus Christ.
That's
and
right.
Understand that the mission of the man, the Bible tells us, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Welcome. Well, I'm excited.
Yes, how excited.
I'm going to tell you why I'm excited, and we're going to go on. I'm excited because if you ever been through something, God turned that thing around. He's the God that will just turn that thing around just like that. I'm talking about snap of a finger, blink of an eye. We saw that kind of God that no matter what you're going through, God can turn that thing around right away if you just trust him, if you just lean on him. The Bible says that lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah. And if you can do that, hallelujah, God can work miracles right there where you are. When you in that place where God, and we know it always said, in that place of believing and trusting God and having faith that God to do it. Hallelujah. My dad can't ever go shut up. I'm excited because it's been some things that we went through. Hallelujah. But because of God that we saw, we're able to come out. And we didn't just come out any kind of way. We came out in the wrong way. We came out as victorious. Hallelujah. We didn't come out empty handed. We came out with treasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
how many times has God came through in the nick of a time? time. How many times when you were facing death, but God came through his stick of time? How many times for those that you are married, how many times you have faced your divorce, and God came through in the nick of a time? How many times?
Hallelujah.
God has always been there. See, God promised us, and he does not go back on his promise. See, sometimes you're going to go through some things. It's going to be the testing of your faith. The Bible tells us that you will face trials and tribulations to be of good cheer. Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have overcame the world already.
Amen.
That's where you place your faith.
God, we thank you.
Place your faith in Jesus Christ, because he has already won, and so you too shall be victorious.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Again, welcome. I'm excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would move on this line right now, God. Open up the corners of our spirit, Father God, that we can receive all from you, oh God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in heaven. Holy Spirit of the living God, move right now. Hallelujah. Lead us in prayer, that we will pray prayers will bring healing,
yes,
deliverance, peace, joy, blessings, and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we come asking to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for
yes,
your word,
Lord.
That was there, two or more gathered in your name. There you are in the midst. Oh, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst right
yeah,
now.
We thank
in the mighty name of Jesus
Christ
of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come asking in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, do a new thing in us right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, make us new, make us better, oh God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you for the change. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, you are our God, and we praise you. We give you honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for another day, Lord God, that you've given us, oh God, by your grace and by your mercy.
Yes.
You have given us another day to press in and to press on in the name of Jesus Christ. You've given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. We give you praise, and we thank you. Even as we press on today, we will
thank
be
you,
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus Christ. And it's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us, because you are, because of your mercy that is afforded to us this day. We give you praise, oh God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, that you
thank
are
Lord Jesus.
God, and you are good. You are merciful, God, and you never leave us or forsake us. So today, as we promise to fight the good fight of faith, Lord, give us victory and return. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, receive the praise and the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come
in your name, Lord Jesus.
On the line today, and we command you to cease your work to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against
in the name of Jesus.
Spirit. We come against every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against every fighting spirit, every
yes.
spirit of fatigue. And we command you to cease your work to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we just want to say thank you. That great and see that.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for the blood that was shown on Calvary, oh God. That reaches from the highest to the lowest
yes.
in our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in Jesus'
yes.
name right now. That
in the name of Jesus.
Through, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cleanse it all darkness, oh God. Anything that's never of you, oh God, never be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Living, God. Let us receive all the mysteries of the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
All our fears, worries, and cares of this world, Lord, we leave it at your feet, oh God, and we pick up the peace that you give, not the peace of the world, but the peace that the path of all understanding, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just
in the mighty name of Jesus.
We have a thousand tons of peace,
thank you.
We still can thank you, Lord, we can still we thank you, move right now, Holy Spirit. Walk every
yes.
house, sit in every
thank
car,
you,
hallelujah,
Holy
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Thank
Father,
you.
As we pray right now, bless, heal, and deliver, expand the lives of your children today. All
oh,
the help to fight the good fight of faith and prayer, and warfare,
thank
to
you.
Win the battle, release your grace over us right now,
thank
to
you,
fight the warfare and win in the name of Jesus Christ. Release the grace to press on, and to press
thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Power of your spirit, and to win, because greater is you that's in the, than he that's in the world.
Yes.
Be able to play call to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we
in
just
the
want to
mighty
say
name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Let
thank
it sound
you,
when it does. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace up, breakthrough in our strength up, breakthrough in our finances, breakthrough in our relationships, breakthrough in our healing,
yes,
breakthrough in our deliverance. Let it take place right now. Let there be no more delays, Brother God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go
to the
Lord and come to you today. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, we thank you. Hallelujah,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, move right
thank
now,
you.
Your children, Father God. Rain down on us
yes.
right now, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord.
Yes.
It's in
thank
Jesus'
you, Lord.
Name we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Christ has redeemed
hallelujah.
Me from the curse of the Lord.
Yes,
Christ
Lord.
Has redeemed me from
Jesus.
The curse of the law.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Christ has redeemed
Christ
me
has
from
redeemed
the curse
from
of the law.
Of
I'm redeemed, hallelujah.
I'm
praise
redeemed.
The Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Curses every man that
Jesus.
Hangs on the tree.
Love
forgave
yes,
us
God.
Of our sins, and he died there for me. He
my
rose
Lord.
In 3 days, sits on the right
Jesus.
Hand of God. I'm redeemed, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
I confess you're my Savior
Jesus.
And you're coming again for me. Baptize me in your spirit and you set my soul free. I'm redeemed
Jesus.
By your blood and engulfed in your love. Hallelujah, I'm redeemed,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Lord.
Christ
hallelujah.
Has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Christ
Jesus.
Has redeemed me from the curse of the
curse
law.
Of the long
Christ
God.
Has redeemed
Christ
me
has
from
redeemed
the curse
me.
Of the
curse
law.
Of the
I'm redeemed. Hallelujah.
I'm
praise
redeemed. The Lord.
I'm redeemed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ
hallelujah.
Has redeemed me.
Jesus.
Christ has redeemed you from the
Jesus.
Curse of the law. How many people here know that Christ have set you free from every
Jesus.
Single bondage, every single
thank
sickness,
you.
Every single
thank
disease,
you.
Every single
thank
affliction, every single
thank
pain,
you.
Every single
thank
hurt,
you.
Every single
thank
thing
you.
That is not of God, Christ have redeemed
Jesus.
You from it. Those that who are
mm-hmm.
saved, Christ died for you. Those that who are not
Jesus.
Saved, Christ died for
Jesus.
You. Every single one that has not been
okay.
born again, and those that have been
Jesus.
Born again, Christ died for every single one of you, and you are redeemed
amen.
From the curse of the law. See, you find this over
amen.
Here in Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed
Jesus.
Me from the curse of the law. Every single man that is hanging upon the tree, it says, cursed is every man that is hanging upon the tree. Christ has redeemed
Jesus.
Me from the curse of the law. And because Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, how many
Jesus.
People know that when you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, confess that you are a sinner. Father God, I confess that I have a sinner. I confess
Jesus.
That I have not been in that place of being faithful. But today, I changed
Jesus.
My mind about who
yes,
I am, Father God.
Yes.
I receive
hallelujah.
You into my life as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And because I receive you into my life as my Lord and Savior, I thank you,
Jesus.
Father God, and I welcome
thank
you into
Lord.
My life.
Come
yes, into Lord. My life. Baptize
come
me, Father God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
The Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank
Jesus.
You, Father God. How
thank
many
you,
people
Lord.
Know that? That when you pray
thank
that
Lord.
Prayer, of salvation.
Thank you, Lord.
How many people know
yes,
that Jesus Christ enter in, the Holy
yes,
Spirit
Lord.
Enter in, and when the
thank
Holy
you,
Spirit
Jesus.
Enters in by the word of your testimony, you
yes,
have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you, Father God, that
thank
you did
you,
it all
God.
Right there on Calvary Hill. See, you died
amen.
For every single one of our sins. Hallelujah.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Sins that of our past that haunts us every
thank
single
you,
day and night. Those sins that
yes,
we're in
Lord.
Right now
Jesus.
That cause us to be in shame, that cause us
Jesus.
To be in guilt, that cause us
Jesus.
To be in that place of condemnation. See, how many people
Jesus.
Know that the curse, it brings condemnation, It brings shame.
Jesus.
It brings guilt upon you. It keeps
Jesus.
You out of that place of trusting God. It keeps you in that place of trusting self. See, Christ
yes,
has redeemed us from the curse of the law. See,
thank
we are not
you,
condemned
Jesus.
For anything. That we are fulfilled in all things through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
See, we are with
yes,
faithful
Lord.
Father Abraham. And see, when you
Jesus.
Receive Christ into your life, so
Lord
you are counted
God.
As that seed. You are counted as that
my
promise.
Lord.
You are entered in that
Jesus.
Place of abundance. And you can only do this
Jesus.
Through Christ Jesus. See, don't be ashamed
God.
Of what you have done. Neither be ashamed
Amen.
Of where you're at right now. See, God ain't through
Jesus.
Using you yet. He ain't through with you yet. See,
Amen.
Every single thing
yes,
that you
Lord.
Do, and you built it on thick
Jesus.
And sand. But see, when you take your life and you turn to Christ and you build your
yes,
life
Lord.
On Jesus,
Jesus
Christ, see, now you have
Amen.
Built your life on that solid rock, and that's the place
Jesus.
Where you stand. See, you might can't
Jesus.
Do, but through Christ Jesus,
Jesus,
you can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, that we can do all
thank
things
you,
through you. Christ
thank
has redeemed
you.
Me. Christ has redeemed
Amen.
You from the curse
Amen.
Of the law. And we thank
yes,
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
we thank
you, Lord
you.
Jesus.
We
thank,
thank
you, Lord.
That
thank
we are
you,
not
Lord.
Bound,
yes.
that we are free,
Amen.
And we can
Amen.
Walk in this liberty
Amen.
Of being free. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
May
God,
keep
God
you.
Bless you.
I hope y'all
yes,
enjoyed this,
yes,
this new song I told you on those
Amen.
That was a part of Thursday service. I told
yes,
you that
Lord.
I was going to give you this
yes,
new song, which is the word
yes,
of God.
Lord.
We just
Amen.
Put it in hymn, we put it in song,
Amen.
And I hope you enjoyed it. That Christ
Amen.
Has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ has redeemed us. Hallelujah from the curse of the law. We thank God for the song
Hallelujah.
Today, the prophetic song that went forward. I got to work on my cues. I was giving my husband a cue to go ahead and come in to prayer, and I gave him the wrong cue, and he went to singing. So we thank you.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for you that he went ahead and sung the song. Amen. And I thank God
Amen.
For the new song. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, Hekadaboshataya. We
Yes,
I just
Lord.
Can't thank God enough because God is doing a new thing. We got to understand in this season, God is doing a new thing. So when you're going through and you don't understand it, I want to tell you today prophetically here that God is doing a new thing in you. Just go with it. Just
yes.
ask God to give you an understanding of what he's doing in you. Hallelujah. And God will be your strength to carry you through as you come out victorious on the other end. Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're gonna fall, you're gonna stumble, things are gonna happen, but I want you to know that you're coming out victorious. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God keep you. At this time we're gonna have
yes.
our scripture. We'll have our two songs here, two selections, and then we'll be ready for the message today. Amen. Our evangelist Kimberly Ruffin with our scripture today. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for blessing me with that song, brother. Thank you for that prayer, my sister. Giving all
yes,
to God, to you, our mighty sisters and brothers in Christ, everyone that's assembled today. Oh, wow, my heart is just made glad. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So,
thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. I'm calling for Psalm 119, verses 133 through 136. Psalms 119, verses 133 through 136.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, verse 133 in the King James Version says, "Honor my steps and thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy
yes.
statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law." And as I read that, it was just like a prayer, my prayer to God, because I
yes.
love how it
yes.
says, "Water my steps and thy word." It took me back to a post I recently wrote. I said, "I'm not impressed by how much words you know. I'm impressed by how much words you show." Because so
Amen.
We're so quick to talk, but God wants us to walk it. And get in that word and
yeah.
walk it. Let that word be your guide. Let it be able to cleanse you. That word can do so many things for our lives. And once you get that word in you and you're walking it out daily, then you'll be delivered from the oppression of man. And then God's face
yeah.
can shine upon you. And like to say, the rivers of water, you know, a lot of times this world, we see the things around us. It does. It fills us with sorrow. We cry tears of sadness, just like when Jesus wept. But we know that God is a deliverer. And if we start walking in that word every day, we'll see some great changes in our lives and the lives of those around us. Amen. And
amen.
Thank God for the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his holy word.
Amen. Thank you for that word again. Give us that scripture again.
Yes.
Psalm
119, starting at verse 133 through 136.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Kimberly Rapper, thank you again for the scripture and understanding of the Word of God. Like we said, you all, we have to be more than just, you know, readers and hearers, but we have to be the doers of the Word of God. A lot of people can talk it, but can you walk it? Amen. Being the doers of the Word of God, that should be our prayer. Lord, make me a doer of your word. I don't want to just be the reader or the hearer or want to just talk it, but I want to be the one that's doing your word. Amen. At this time, we'll have two song selections, and we'll be back with the message for today. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
Yeah.
We thank you for what you've done, God. What you're doing, God. And what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. Change me, oh God. Make me more. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God, for doing it for us. Thank you that you changed me. Well, y'all, we thank God for this opportunity to be gathered here today. Now it's time that we have the message part of Sunday service, which will be delivered to you by my beautiful wife, this prophetess that God has called, this anointed woman of God. And I thank God for her. Thank God that he has given you his word. He has put his word in your heart. He has put his word in your mouth. You have became God's word, his living, walking Episcopal through Christ Jesus. So, y'all, here she is, you know, my beautiful wife, Pastor, Prophetess, Tawanika Manning. Amen. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Stand to your feet and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah, for he's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Of all praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Exalt his name right now. Hallelujah. In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but when I think of all that God has done for me, all I want to do is show that the world knows he did it for me. He can do it for you. Glory, hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands.
Glory
right
be to
like
God.
Glory. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm so
thank
excited
you, Lord Jesus.
You all. I'm so excited. I'm trying to slow down because I've been told I talk a little fast, but I get excited. Hallelujah. About the
my
things
Lord.
Of God. If you only know what I've been through, a lot of times people don't understand your praise because they don't know what you came for. You know, there's a song that says,
that's
God
right.
brought me too far. He's brought me too far for me to give up. Now, I want you to know, when you hear me, hallelujah, praise the Lord God do is because I've been through some things. Hallelujah. And God has brought me
that's
out.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't just come out any kind
hallelujah.
Of way. I came out victorious. I came out with riches and glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I give God our praise, honor, and glory. My husband, Pastor, God's amen. All the ministers on the Rockford Church family and friends, I am so glad. Bless the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
The praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Hallelujah. My soul shall make this boast in the Lord. The Lord shall hear it in me, God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. And let us exalt his name
yes,
together.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Most High God. Jehovah, 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 needs it. Elohim. Hallelujah. We call upon you. Hallelujah. Move in a mighty way. We spoke the Lord in these hands. Hallelujah.
Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus.
That the Lord is good. Blessed is the man
yes.
who trusts in him. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for what we're doing today.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, I come to you now. Hallelujah. As honorable as I know how, Father God, as your servant in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it is written in your word. Hallelujah. According to John chapter 10, let your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, I am one of your sheep. I ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach me to hear your voice. Teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly.
Yes, Lord.
According to John chapter 10. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to increase
in the mighty name
right here to clearly hear and know your word. Lord, as I deliver your word to your people, to your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, and
thank
your wonderful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity. And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. In the
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ. I decree
in the mighty name of Jesus.
You to be the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I thank you. Let my kingdom come and I will be
thank
done
you,
right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in this Sunday service, Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now in service. According to Isaiah 60:2, I ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's
yes,
in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so excited, you all, to see everybody
yes,
in service, to see Shakira. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, beloved. God bless you. To have my husband here, you know, so many of us lost so many people this year. This is the last Sunday of the year 2020. Amen.
Yeah.
We thank God that he's brought us this far. Hallelujah. We've seen some things. We've heard some things. We've been through some things. And I want you to know today that God is bringing you out. The message today is it's just a test. Hallelujah. The message today is it's just
my
a test. He gave me this word middle of the week. sermon until Sunday morning, right before church, and I'm waiting. I'm saying, Lord, what is it? And I'm going through all these notes, and I'm saying, okay, which one? And then God would give it to me because he saw me not your way, my way. And so I always want God wants to be done in my life. So the message never changed from when he gave it to me midweek until today. And if he's saying this to everyone, it's just a test.
That's
the message today. It's just a test. And you all, I'm going to slow down because I do talk real fast. I had an opportunity this week to listen to myself on The Shout. And The Shout is a show that is full of a lot of energy. Holy Spirit led and filled. But I talk so fast, and I want everyone to be able to hear me and understand me of all age. So I'm going to slow down. Hallelujah. My speed up. Y'all charge it to my head and not my heart. It's just because I've been excited about the things of God. And sometimes I just kind of I just can't control myself. Hallelujah. So I'm going to slow down today. Hallelujah. Those who are used to me speaking fast, bear with me as well. But I'm going to slow it down so all can receive it to understand it's just a test. It's just a test.
Lord,
so if you're writing it down, share it with someone. It's just a test. We're going to start here in the book of Genesis. As we're talking about today, it's just a test. Genesis chapter 22, and we all know the story about Abraham. But I want to bring it back to your remembrance today because there's so many things that we are going through that we are dealing with at this time in our lives. And I'm going to do a lot of more teaching and preaching at the same time. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 18 is where I'm starting from today. The Bible says here in Genesis chapter 22, and I'll give you all the opportunity to get to the scripture, to get to the chapter. Chapter 22, verse 1 through 18. We're talking about it's just a test. That's the message.
Yes,
it's just a test. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 18, now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains in which I shall tell you. Verse 3 says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place in which God had told him. Verse 4 says, the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Verse 5 said, Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Verse 6 says, so Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. Verse 7 says, but Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, and he said, here I am, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Verse 8 says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Verse 9 says, then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Verse 10 says, and Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. I don't know about y'all, but this is a test I don't want to have to take.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Verse 11 says, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. I want to say today, it's just a test. The Bible says in verse 13, then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked. There behind him was a ram caught in the thicket, but by his horns.
Yeah.
So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, the Lord will provide, as it said to this day, in the house of the Lord it shall be provided. The Bible says in verse 15, when the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said in verse 16, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord. This is what God said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord. Because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, verse 17, blesses I will bless you and multiply, and I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. Verse 18 says, in your seed of all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. The message today is, it's just a test. But how many of us
are
just a test? Not knowing what to come, but just trusting God in the test. I want you to know what you're going through right now is just a test. But when you trust God, because on the other side there is blessing, when you can believe and trust God to do it, when you're going through the test, you just feel bad. How do you say that I'm going to still trust you? Don't you take it what you have given me, my only son, I'm still going to trust you. Don't you take it everything
you have
got, I'm still going to trust you. I want you to know today it's just a test.
Yes, thank
it's
you.
Just a
thank you.
Thank you. And no matter what, why do you want to test me like this, God? Because he got greater for you. He got greater for you. He got better than you. His plans are greater than yours. You can't begin to think or understand the plans that God has for you. That's why God is testing you like he is. That's why he allowed you to go through the fire. Hallelujah. But you're coming out, God. God has a family that's great, but will you pass the test? Will you understand it's just a test? And I want you to know about the test is not easy. It gets harder as you go through it. But if you trust God as you go through the test, you're coming out victorious. You're coming out blessed. You're coming out healed. You're coming out delivered and set free. But you don't know it's just a test. Tell me you're a liar. I'm coming out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I want you to understand something here. I want to break something down to you. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to go a little bit slow today so we all can catch it, so we all can get it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ,
hallelujah.
I need to understand how you define life determines your destiny. Your perspective will influence how you invest your time, spend your money, use your talents, and value your relationships. One of the best ways to understand other people is to ask them, how do you see your life? You will discover that there are as many different answers to the question as there are people. Now, I've been told that life is a circus, a minefield, a roller coaster, a puzzle, a symphony, a journey, and a dance. People have said life is a carousel. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, and sometimes you just go round and round. Life is a 10-speed bicycle with gears we never use. Life is a game of cards that you have to play the hand that you are dealt. If I ask you how you picture your life, what image would you come up with in your mind today? That image is your life metaphor. It's a view of life that you hold consciously or unconsciously in your mind. It's your description of how life works and what you expect from it. People often express their life metaphors through clothes and jewelry, cars, hairstyles, bumper stickers, or even tattoos. But I want you to understand, even with all of this, that you're going to go through and come out, that you're going to have some things that are going to trouble you, but understand it's just a test.
Yeah.
It's just a test.
Thank you, Lord.
Your life more than you realize it. It determines your expectations, your values, your relationships, your goals, and your priorities. For instance, if you view life as a party, your primary value in life will be always having fun. If you see life as a race, you'll value speed and will probably be in a hurry much of the time. If you view life as a marathon, you'll value endurance. If you see life as a battle or a game, winning will be very important to you. What is your life view? Well, I want you to know there is a test that's going on, but you pass
that's
the
right.
test? We understand it's
that's
just
right.
a test. It's just a trying of your faith in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible gives us three metaphors that teach us God's view of our life. Life is just a test. Life is a test. Life is a trust, and life is a temporary assignment, you all.
Yes.
I need you to understand that today, that it's just a test. Life on earth is a test. This life metaphor is found as far as through the Bible, you all, as we're talking about Abraham here, continually testing people's character, continually testing your character, your faith, your obedience, your love, your integrity, and your loyalty. What do you do when nobody is looking? What do you say when nobody can hear you? What is it? What is your character really like? We're talking about it's just a test. Words like trials and temptations and refining and testing occur more than 200 times in God's word. God tested Abraham, you all, as we read here in Genesis chapter 22, by asking him to offer his son Isaac. How many of us would pass that test? How many of us would say, God, no, that's too much. You're asking too much of me, Lord. Now, why would you ask me to do something like that? When we pass the test, when we go on, when we press on in and do what God called us to do, no matter how hard it is, no matter what it's going to take from us, will you do it? You know that it's just a test.
Hallelujah.
God tested Jacob when he had to work extra years to earn Rachel as his wife. Adam and Eve failed their test in the Garden of Eden, and King David failed his test on God on several occasions. But the Bible also gives us many examples of people who passed personal tests of their character, such as Joseph and Ruth and Esther and Daniel. Characters both develop you all and reveal our test. We are tested. Day in and day out, and all of our life is a test, you all. You are always being tested. Understand that it's just a test. God constantly watches your response to people and problems and success and conflict and illness and disappointments and even the weather. He even watches the simplest actions, such as when you open the door for others or when you pick up a piece of trash or when, you, when you're polite toward a clerk or waitress or anywhere that you're doing. God is watching. We don't know all the tests that God will give you or give us, but we can predict some of them based on the Bible. You will be tested by major changes, by the delayed promises, by impossible problems, by unanswered prayers, by undeserved criticism, and even by senseless tragedies. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, but in our own life, in my life, I've noticed that God tested my faith through problems and tests my hope and by how I will handle possessions and test my love through people.
Yes.
A very important test is how you act when you can't feel God's presence in your life. Sometimes God intentionally draws back, and when we don't sense his closeness, a king named Hezekiah experienced this test, you all. The Bible says that God withdrew from Hezekiah in order to test him and to see what was really in his heart. See, Hezekiah had enjoyed a close fellowship with God, you all, but at a crucial point in his life, God left him alone to test his character, to reveal a weakness, and to prepare him for more responsibility. So when you understand that life is a test, you realize that nothing is insignificant in your life. Even the smallest incident has significance for your character development. Every day is an investment, and every second is a growth opportunity to depend your to deepen your character, you all, to develop your love and to depend on God and God alone. See, some tests seem overwhelming while others you don't even notice, but all of them have eternal implications, you all. The good news, hallelujah, the good news, you all, is that God wants you to pass the test of life, so he never allows them to be greater than the faith that he gives you to handle them. The Bible says that God keeps his promise, hallelujah, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond your power to remain firm, and at the time you are put to test, he will give you the strength to endure it, and so provide you with a way out. So every time you pass the test, listen to me, every time you pass the test, God notices, hallelujah, and makes plans to reward you in eternity, hallelujah. The Bible says, blessed are those who endure when they are tested, and when they pass the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You will find this in the book of James, chapter 1 and 12. The Bible says, blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, but when he has stood the test, he will, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, so here the crown of life, you all, is like the victory wrap given to the winning athletes. God's crown of life is not glory and honor here on earth, but the reward is eternal, of eternal life, you all, and that's living with God forever. The way to be in God's winner's circle, you all, is by loving him and staying faithful even under pressure. The message today is, you all, it's just a test.
Hallelujah.
It's just a test. when you're going through why it's happening, you can say, I understand this is a test, and I will pass this test. It's just a test. Sometimes my husband got to remind me, baby, it's just a test. We're going to pass this test.
Yeah.
We're not going to fall. We're not going to run away. It's just a test. Come on, let's get through this test.
That's
sometimes
right.
He got to hold my hand and say, we're going to get through this test. He got to make
don't
me understand,
it.
Baby,
don't
it's just a test. We're going to pass this test. Sometimes your spouse, your mother, your friend got to encourage you and say, it's just a test. We're going to put me in. That's greater for you. But hallelujah, you got to understand, it's just a test. And it's not a test to kill you or destroy you. It's to strengthen you. Hallelujah. In the name of
thank
Jesus Christ,
right.
My Lord, my God, it's just a test. When we look in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, verse 12 and 9, you all, the Bible tells us, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Understand, in your weakness, God will be your strength. He will give you the grace to be able to be strong in that situation while you're going through, while you're facing the test, while you're going through the test. Some of us are going through all kinds of tests in our bodies, our medically, we're dealing with it, that we're going to take this test and take that test and have this test. Don't you know you're coming out? Don't you understand? It's just a test. It does not define you. It does not. It will not take you out. It cannot, because God is testing
right.
you right there where you are. But I want to understand, it's just a test.
Hallelujah.
It's not going to kill you. It's not going to take you under. It's just a test. Take the test.
It's just a test. Thank you.
Take the test when you're going through and declaring the crown of your life. Get your victorious while you're being tested.
Hallelujah.
When it looks like it ain't going to work out, you got to declare the crown. It's just a test. And I already won. I already see myself on the other side. I already see myself victorious. I already see myself in that place to be blessed. It's just a test.
Yeah. It's just a test.
The Bible tells us in James 4 and 71 that therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's just a test. While you're going through it, the devil is doing this and doing that in your life. The Bible tells us to submit to God and resist the devil. Hallelujah. While you're being tested, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to submit to God in your testing and resist the devil while you're being tested. This is what the test is about. Will you succumb to? Will you turn over to the devil and his ways? Or will you submit to God and resist the devil and pass the test, because you know that it's just a test.
Yes, Lord.
It's just a test. It's just a test. Keep saying it to yourself.
Right.
It's just a test. I don't know why my children acting up like this. I don't know why my wife and my husband acting like this. I don't know why the people in my job, all people are turning on me. All I'm doing is praying and fasting. All I'm doing is trying to do right.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is, you know what God has called me to do. Understand, it's just a test. Knowing that they're going to turn on you. Knowing they're going to talk about you. Knowing they're going to ridicule you. Understand, it's a test and God is watching. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter, you are... Chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold and that perishes through it, is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory in the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible is telling us this, you all.
Hallelujah.
It's just a test. You will be tested.
Yeah.
You will be tested. Peter mentions suffering several times in his letter. So when he speaks of trials, he is not talking about natural disasters or the experience of God's punishment, but the response of an unbelieving world to people of faith. All believers face those trials, and when they let their light shine into the darkness, we must accept trials, you are, as part of the refining process that burns away in purities and prepares us to meet Christ. Trials teaches us patience, you are, and it helps us to grow to be the kind of people that God wants us to be. Understand, it's just a test, and it's preparing us, hallelujah, for what God has for us, for what God wants us to be. Will you pass the test and understand it's just a test?
Yes, Lord.
The Bible
says
in 1 Peter 4 and 12, and we're going to wrap up right here. Understand, it's just a test. I had to say this to myself the other day, you all, and I hope I slowed down enough so you all can understand me here. Understand, it's just a test,
Lord,
and we're all being tested here. And the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, you all, hallelujah, 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 4 and 7, right, 4 and 7, 4, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. The Bible says here, I got to make sure I'm in the right place, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, help me, Lord. Chapter 12, hallelujah, chapter 12, the Bible says that, hallelujah, I can't find it. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. I'm going to say that again. Beloved, yes. Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some
yes.
strange thing happened to you.
We are God's beloved. Thank you.
I want you to understand, you all, it's just a test.
That's right.
Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So you are overcomer
yes.
already. You're a winner already, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Understand, it's just a test.
Uh-huh.
Jesus said, I have overcome the world. So you too overcome the world, because Christ is in you. And because Christ is in you, you can overcome every test. You can pass every test that's in your life. But you have to make a decision today. Will you pass the test, or will you succumb to the enemy's attack?
Yes.
Will you succumb to what the enemy is trying to say or get you to try to do out of emotions? Because that's where the enemy gets us at, in our emotions, and make us feel things, make us think things, and keep replaying those things. But understand that it's just a test. Hallelujah. When you still want somebody, when somebody come against you, when you still bless them, when your enemy talk about you, when you still pray for them, I mean, when you still help that person on the side of the road who just did something to you, hallelujah, when you still stop and render help, render services, and that person just got through fighting with you, cuffing you out, when you still stop and lend their up and head, it's just a test.
Hallelujah.
My Lord, my God. That person that
yes,
left you
Lord.
Behind, that saw that you were sick, but they turned their back on you. They left you sick. They left you stuck out. They left you to die. But now they need you. Will you help them? Will you help them? Will you pass that test? I want you to know what the Christ that is in you is the strength all that you need to be able to, hallelujah, to pass the test and understand it's just a test.
Yes, Lord.
When friends talk about you, but turn around and need you, will you help them?
Yes.
Will you help them?
Hallelujah.
It's just a test. It's just a test.
Yes.
There was a woman that was tested. The Bible said, not the Bible, a friend of mine went to the Bible, so you said the Bible says that the woman, her son was killed by this young man, and she would go to court every day. And, she was being tested. God was, you know, saying she was going to forgive and help the young man. Though the young man had took the life of her child, she was able to tell the young man, I forgive you for what you have done, and I want to help you.
Yeah.
How many of us would do that? Someone that took your child, your only child, away from you
to be able to say, I forgive you,
and I want to help you. Somebody, I mean, that would do that, to be able to turn around and say that the same person who raped you as a little girl or a little boy or took from you or your, how many of us can say, I forgive you? Let me help you. How can we see past all that and just say, I want to help you? This is the Christ in you. See, we can't do it in our flesh, but in the spirit that's within you, the spirit that dwells in you, the Holy Spirit of the living God, the comforter that Jesus sent us, hallelujah, that's in us, will give us the strength to be able to tell those our enemies, I love you, I will help you, I will be there for you. And they're looking and saying, how is that? Do you not remember all that I did to you? But great is he that's in me, I can still help you, though you beat me down, though you stole from me, though you tried to kill me, I can still help you. I can still pray for you. I can help you out to bring you in. Hallelujah. It's because God says God does not want to see not one of us to perish, but all who sent Jesus,
right.
all of us
that's
to
right.
be saved, not one of us, not just one, but for all. Christ died for all. So understand, it's just a test, my good people. My brothers and sisters, it's just a test. God bless you. God keep you. And if you don't get anything from this service today, just understand it. It's just a test. Life is a test.
Yes.
Will you pass the test? Amen. God bless you. God keep you. The doors of the church is now open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There might be one.
There might be one.
There might be one at this time that is going through so many things in their life.
Jesus.
I'm telling you, you're going through hell and high waters. See, your faith is being tested. Even your life itself is being tested. Let this be the day that you give your life over to Jesus. Give your life over to Jesus.
Right.
Let us pray for you. We'll help you to pray this prayer of salvation. It's just
Lord.
A test for you. Trust God. It might be one. Just press one. Just press one.
Jesus.
There even may be
Thank
one
you.
That have already given your life over to Christ, and you want to rededicate your life because you realize that this walking with Jesus, this walk with Christ, that it ain't easy. It
Thank
ain't been
you.
Easy. And you may have veered to the left. and veered to the right, you may have even went back. Well, let that be the day that you rededicate your life over. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Let us help you get back on track, keeping your eyes on the things of Christ. Someone may be even sick in their mind. Hallelujah. You may be even sick in your body. Hallelujah. There may be some stuff you may be been bearing or carrying for a long time, maybe even years, and you want to give it all over. You know, let us come into agreement with you. Let us pray with you. You know, let us help you to receive that deliverance on this day, today. Putting all your trust in Christ. Just press one. Let us pray. Let us pray with you.
Jesus.
Someone may be even looking for a church home. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You done already made a decision that you're going to give your life over to Christ, but you have maybe reached that place to, you know what, I just need to know a little bit more. I feel like I'm out here all alone. Well, see,
Jesus.
There's a place right here. Let me and my wife give us an opportunity to be your pastors. See, it's not going to be our word. It's going to be God's word. We're going to help you get to that place where God have already ordained for you, already been predestined for you. Let us be your pastors. Just press one.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
And Sunday service, we want to lift up those that are on the sick and shed in list at this time, on Valencia Elizabeth Allen. We want to continue to pray for her, Gloria Oliver, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for Bree Braxton. We're praying for healing, for God to move in a mighty way. We're praying for miracles of healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just thank God again for everyone that's here in Sunday service today. I do want to pray, you all, if you could pray with me right now, just to do a daily confession of faith right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and I live, and we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ that we are in Christ and we're anointed and powerful persons of God, and we are joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and upon his name that we are doers of the word of God and a channel for his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. Our enemies are fleeing before us. Hallelujah. God has commanded his blessings on our storehouses, and we thank you, Lord. He has opened his good treasures, and we shall lend and not borrow. Hallelujah. And we are the head and not the tail. He has given us power to make wealth, and we dwell in the secret place, and we have his protection and provision in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is our refuge, our fortress. We are not afraid of the snare of the fowl. No evil shall befall us, and no plague shall come nigh unto us and to our dwelling place. God has given his angels charge over us, and they are bearing us up right now in their hands, lest we dash our foot against the stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2 and 9 established us, and we are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. A royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light in the name of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2 24 stations, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infection, or any other disease or illnesses cannot enter into our bodies. We are without spot, hallelujah. We are without spot or blemish, and intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue which rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, hallelujah, and their righteousness from me, hallelujah. Says the Lord our God,
hallelujah.
We are saved from the wrath of him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we pray that those may prosper, that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalm 122, 6 through 9. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to receive tithes and offering. If you're sending your tithes and offering in, you want to send those over to the Cash App, Pastor Chantel. That's ASTOR SHANTELL. That's to Cash App. If you want to send it by way of another method, give us a call. We'll give you another method. But that's the only one we use. We try not to open up to too many online ways. But You can give us a call at 346-719-3349, and that is for your tithes and offering. Let us pray over our tithes and offering. If you already sent your tithes and offering in during the week, we have those, and we pray over those as well today here. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy name. And let's come here in our tithes and giving our offering according to your word in Malachi 3. We claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you've given to us as tithers. And every Father, you know, we know that we as tithers, and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. And every Father, we have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive it right now. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, right now to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine that cast is true before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, we ask you right now that our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds be blessed. Oh God, bless us with your seven blessings right now as a tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that you give us the fulfillment right now of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. Father, you have been, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Yes. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
You all don't want you all to worry. A lot of us are facing some financial struggles right now, but I want you to know, stay in that place of trusting and believing God and having faith in God to do it. God will send strangers to bless you. God will make a way out of no way. I'm telling you, don't worry. I know a lot of people have been on unemployment because of the bill that was supposed to be passed and everything with Donald Trump. Just trust God. God will make a way. Things, finances will come. Just stay in that place of trusting and believing God and having faith in God to do it. Not me. God will do it for you. God will do it for us. So just have peace with see the peace of the Lord right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and just trust him. Don't let the enemy, you know, shake you. Remember, it's just a test. It's just a test of your faith. Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we'll have our announcements, you all, from my very own Sister Cal Dillard. Sister Dillard.
Good evening. Giving honor to
God.
Good
evening.
Pastor. The service for the week is Monday at 6 a.m. we have intercessory prayer. Then on Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Thursday at 7. Somebody say something? Thursday at 7 p.m. we have midweek service. Sunday at 2 p.m. we have Sunday service. And on the first Sunday, we have our communion. And then on Tuesday, we have
restoration services on Tuesday, every second Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then we're going to have global prayer, 40 days starting January 1st through February 9th, started at 6 a.m. And the church line number is 845-277-9213. May God have a blessing to everyone. Amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the announcement.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to add this to it, that we are, every second Tuesday, you all, we have restoration services at 10 a.m., and we'll tell you a little bit more about that. It's just a service to help restore, help us with dealing with unforgiveness, to deal with fear, to deal with worry. And so it's from 10 to 11. So if you can attend it, it's only once a month on second Tuesday. And we'll send out more information about it. So as it comes up, in case you want to attend, you can. It's 1 hour. And it's just helping us. Really, it's kind of like self-help. And it's getting us back to the good part. Amen. Amen. So at this time, you all, God bless you all to prosper. Pastor, can you say belated Christmas? I hope y'all had a Merry Christmas. I don't know how to say that. Some of us were on the call on Christmas Day. We had prayer. We thank God. So Merry Christmas again to those of you that was not on the prayer call on Christmas Day. We had prayer. It was good. We thank God for the prayer, the release and the blessing. So receiving you all, open up your mouth and receive the blessings of the Lord. It is yours to receive. Amen. I bless you all to prosper. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you here at the Gospel Public Ministries to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around you and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to have to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in your work, and it's in Jesus' name, amen. A benediction, my pastor.
Amen. Now, may God bless each and every one of you that were in Sunday service, and those that could not make it, God bless you as well.
Yes.
We have came here to, this is the end of 2020, and I thank God we have made it through one of the most trying years that we have ever seen in our life for some of us. And some of us, you know, this is a something that we have seen, but maybe not to this magnitude. But look at God that has brought you through this, and God will bring you through this. Hallelujah. You know God will bring you the rest of the way. Thank you, Pastor Tawanika, for the message that went forward here. It's just a test.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Just
now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We love
you. God bless
you. May God keep
you. We love you.
And Happy New Year's to everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past. Home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, by street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Go back and do it one more time. Everybody, gotta